Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've developed something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the beef checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the beef checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the beef checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state beef council board of directors or on a national level with the beef promotion operating committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the beef checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
It's a little book that we have shared with you from time to time called The Farmer Gives Thanks. It's written by a gentleman by the name of Samuel R. Gard long, long time ago. In fact, Samuel Gard, growing up in Ohio, at one time was the director of information for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Later, he helped establish radio station WLS in Chicago, working with the Sears Roebuck Agricultural Foundation. For 3 years on that legendary radio station, which was heard all over mid-America, Samuel Gard broadcast on a Sunday evening a feature called The Little Brown Church of the Air. And out of that particular experience, he later wrote this little book that's full of poems, full of prayers, if please, that take us throughout the entire calendar year. And for Thanksgiving season, he offers these words. Lord of Harvest, keeper of our feedlots and our fields, we thank thee for a turkey that is fat. Thank thee for bread, butter on it. We wish we could echo in these poor words the glorious autumn song of praise that rises from our frosted, browning stalks of corn bent with ears of gold. Accept the fragrance of red clover as burnt incense rising from the holy earthen altar this here stock farm. Help us to be humble, just, and kind, as thy servant said. Especially be kind to those creatures over whom thou gave us original dominion, which we have subdued and fattened and multiplied, milked according to thy direction. Make us good shepherds in them as thou art the good shepherd us. Bless all thine own children about this board or absent from it, and make our hearts big enough to receive the bounty, constant thanksgiving. Amen and amen. On this day before Thanksgiving 2020, a lot of eyes are focused on what's going to be happening in the days ahead with the Biden administration and their transition team. Already the president-elect has named several folks that he say will be in his cabinet, has not named the Secretary of Agriculture as of yet, but there's a lot of talk about two or three names. One, former Senator Heidi Heitkamp has been mentioned, but there's a lot of people who don't like her, say she's too close to Big Ag. Well, Big Labor is saying they want to see Marsha Fudge, Congresswoman from Ohio, who's got very little agriculture in her district as far as production agriculture. Instead, her interest is all about the various nutrition programs of USDA. She has been endorsed by several big labor groups, including the American Federation of Teachers, telling President-elect Biden she'd be a great choice. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
And neighbors, our wish for you and for yours, have a happy and a safe Thanksgiving 2020. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.